Hey everyone, welcome back to another edition of the Pick 6. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall, inside TCO Studios at Winter Park. A busy week at Winter Park because OTAs kick off. We have VEN production days. Lots of stuff going on. You're in the right place to stay on top of it all. We're going to kick it off by answering some of your questions. The first one comes from Jonathan. Will Trey Waynes start this year? Interesting question. Going to be fun to watch this unfold throughout the offseason and in training camp. I think the answer is yes. That would be a natural step in Trey Waynes' progression as he enters his third year in the NFL. We do have Terrence Newman on the roster. My guess is he will make the roster in 2017. So whether it's Trey starting and Terrence being the backup or the other way around, I think the Vikings are in good shape at corner. Our next question comes from Joshua in Long Beach, California. With the addition of Michael Floyd, do you see him as a wide receiver 1, 2, or 3 with Diggs and Adam Thielen? Well, I think this is going to come down to situational football, as it always does. Remember, Floyd is a big body. He's going to be good in short areas, third downs, red zones, those types of situations. I also want to pump the brakes a little bit on Floyd. He's got to make the team. I know he's going to come to Winter Park and work really hard. He's obviously an accomplished player. The Vikings are excited to have him, but we've added a lot of bodies at wide receiver. The competition is going to be thick. Our next question comes from Stewart, sticking with the wide receivers. When we go 4 wide receivers and a single back, what receivers are on the field? Another one that comes down to situational football. And remember, when you have a tight end like Kyle Rudolph, who can almost play kind of like a wide receiver, he counts as one of those pass-catching options on the field. So this, again, comes down to where you are on the football field. But I love having Kyle Rudolph on the field on every single snap because he can help you in a lot of different ways. Again, the Vikings have added a lot of bodies when it comes to pass catchers. 2 guys in the draft, Michael Floyd, you expect a leap forward from Laquon Treadwell, and of course our top 2 from last year, Stephon Diggs and Adam Thielen, return. Our next question comes from Chris. I think Ifeadi Adenabo is going to be an absolute beast and solid backup to Everson. I saw him play 3 times, and he is a big-time matchup problem. Your thoughts? Well, Chris, you have more thoughts on it than I do at this point. I have not seen much of Ifeadi because we just drafted him and OTAs haven't even started yet. So I think we're going to get a better look at him and the rest of the rookie class over the next several weeks as OTAs kick off and minicamp happens in June. Once we wrap all that stuff up, then we can have a few more thoughts on the rookies. Martel has the next question. How confident is the coaching staff that our offensive line can still play effectively if we suffer an injury to a starting tackle or guard? Well, again, this question will be answered during OTAs and the minicamp, and then once we get to Mankato for training camp. But keep in mind, the Vikings signed 2 starting offensive tackles, Riley Reiff and Mike Remmers. What that does, in addition to improving the starting lineup, is it by definition improves your depth because the guys who were going to start now become backups. So I think the Vikings have taken a big step forward to improving their talent level on the starting offensive line and their depth behind those guys. Our last question comes from Jimmy in St. Louis Park, Minnesota. How will the absence of Coach Zimmer for the foreseeable future impact the team during OTAs? Well, in case you missed it, the Vikings announced earlier in the week that Coach Zimmer is going to take some time off from OTAs to help his eye heal. The team is hopeful he'll be back for minicamp. Now, in terms of how the team reacts and what happens here at Winter Park while Coach is gone, just look back to the Vikings game against the Cowboys last season when Coach Zimmer was not able to be on the sidelines. The Vikings lost the game, but it was one of the best performances of the season by the defense, which means a lot of individuals stepped up, namely George Edwards, who called the game for the defense, and Mike Prefer, who stepped in to be the interim head coach. If anyone responds in that sort of fashion during these next 10, 14 days, the Vikings are going to be just fine. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6, but it's a busy time here at Winter Park. As I said earlier, OTAs kick off on Tuesday. 10 OTAs over the next several weeks, culminating in the Vikings' mandatory minicamp in the middle of June. Lots of stuff happening. You are in the right spot to stay on top of it all. So stay tuned to Vikings.com and make sure you download the Vikings app if you haven't done so already. All of our content delivered straight to your mobile device. It's a great way to get all the information. If you want to be a part of next week's Pick 6, because we'll be back and we might have a special guest, you can send your questions in to the email address at the bottom of the screen. See you next week.